Welcome back, you nasty motherfuckers. It's your host, Hazel, and we are back again for Nasty Girl Podcast. Now, you nasty motherfuckers. Really been showing me mad love, and I greatly appreciate everything that y'all been doing for me, because honestly I have never been so accepted by a certain community before ever in my life. Like, even when I came out the closet as, you know, bisexual and stuff, I still haven't felt this much love in like such a long time. So honestly, I really want to thank you guys for all the support and the love that y'all been giving me. I really appreciate it. However, a lot of people DM me and ask me about my apartment search. I do appreciate everything that y'all sent. Like, honestly, and some of y'all, like, really was sending me some ghetto ass shit. Like, I was like, damn, I really was joking about living in the hood, y'all. I really was. I ain't trying to go back to the hood, you know. But with these prices, shit, I might as well. But, honey, so after long consideration, a long process, a long and drawn out process, I have finally found a place to live. Like, finally. Now, word of advice to a lot of people, a lot of young people, your credit matters. Take it serious. I know they don't really teach it in school like that. And, you know, even with me going to a predominantly, like, you know, white school, when I went to high school, they still didn't really like teach it in like regular classes. You had to take like business classes, which I took business classes. And even then, like, I really didn't take it as serious. Your credit matters. You know, I made a couple mistakes when I was younger, when I was, you know, 18 and 19, and I'm still paying for it till this day, you know? So it was a lot harder for me to find an apartment only because of the mistakes I made back when I was 19. I'm 25 now, you know? Years later, I'm still paying for, you know, bullshit that I did when I was a young, dumb idiot, basically, you know? So just make sure you're looking out for that. If, like, if I can give you any, like, real advice, that is, like, the advice I would give, you know? Why don't y'all not here to listen to, you know, me give actual real person advice? Y'all here to listen to some nasty-ass shit. But I will go ahead and just tell y'all real quick my little weekly update that I did find an apartment. I actually found a townhome, 2-bedroom, 2.5-bath townhome. It is $1,500 a month. Actually, $1,560, but, you know, $1,500 a month with no attached garage. I feel like I'm being scammed. But, you know, it's whatever. It's whatever. You know, it's like I said, you make mistakes when you're younger. You got to pay for them now. And this is what we're doing. I'm paying for them now. Whatever. It does not have an attached garage. I would have much rather paid for a 2-bedroom, 2.5-bath with an attached garage for $1,500. But yeah, that is what we're looking at. That is what we're looking at. However, it has 4 patios. Like, so there's a patio. Every bedroom has its own personal balcony. There's a patio out front. There's a balcony on the side off of the dining room. And I'm like, okay, that's pretty okay. I like to be outside a lot, you know, when I do what I do. You know, sometimes I like to be outside when I do what I do. But, you know, I would have really liked an attached garage. Especially when we get in my Tesla soon, I would have really liked an attached garage. But since I'm going to be so close to a parking lot, I'm probably just going to just charge my car at the house and just get a really long, really, really long extension cord to charge the car. Now, don't go, and I'm not going to go into too much of details about charging your car at your own house. There's multiple ways to do it. When you have a Tesla, they have certain ports that you can use, la la la, you have to pay for it, but it's free to charge at your house, so it's, you know, it's more time consuming, but, you know, whatever. So, y'all, I know I have not done a fetish in so long, but I said, you know what, I gotta bring back the fetishes for this fucking goddamn season. Like, I gotta bring it back. So I do have a fetish of the week, y'all, and I went through and I thought to myself, all of season one I did not talk about the most common fetish, which is the foot fetish. Like, I knew I didn't want to talk about it, one, because it's such a common fetish. Everyone knows about it, right? However, people don't really know how much you can profit off of this own fetish. Like, this fetish is the most profitable fetish out there at the moment right now. And so people who don't know what foot fetishes are, there's people who have a sexual arousal to feet or have an interest of feet. You know, they like to suck on toes, rub on toes. It's like to see someone's feet. It doesn't matter what they look like. They just want to see, you know, your feet. And I'm not gonna lie, y'all. I do kind of love me a little nasty ass nigga that would suck on some toes. Okay, you know. I don't go get my motherfucking toes done and get some white toes for a nigga not to motherfucker suck on them, you know? Like, and I ain't gonna lie, I've heard a lot of niggas say, you know, oh, I like a bitch with some pretty ass feet. It's the most common fetish. And you will find this fetish really mostly in New York. Like, New York niggas really like bitches with pretty ass feet. Not saying that the girls ain't cute up there, but they really looking at their feet, you know? Like, especially in the summertime, baby, they checking that shit out. Like, bitch, you got some cute feet or not? Like, if you got some ugly ass feet, these niggas do not want to fuck with you. These niggas do not want to fuck with you. But I will say, this is the most profitable fetish. I've seen so many people profit off of this fetish. It is insane. Like, honestly. Now, I'm a little insecure about my feet, you know. I don't feel like my feet are ugly, but I do have big ass feet. I wear a size 9 in women's, which is a size 8 in men's. Go ahead and just make it in perspective for you men. It's a size 8 in men. So yeah, I got some big ass fucking feet. I don't have a size fucking 4 in women's. Like some of these fucking hoes. Fuck them hoes, okay? If you wear a size fucking 4, bitch, I hate you, because you're fucking foot size is found everywhere. You can find shoes so easily. Not me. I gotta fight for my shoes. Okay? They do not carry a size 9 in every single fucking pair of shoes. Fuck that. However, what I wanted to really talk about before I get into the profiting off of this fetish is the best thing about this fetish: foot jobs. Now, if you don't know what a foot job is, baby, it's self-explanatory. Same thing like a blowjob, just with your feet. You're just with your feet. You know, same thing with, like, with a hand job. It's just with your feet. Now, foot jobs are hard. They're very, very hard. Do not think that shit is easy to do. Don't think that shit is easy to do, because you fuck around and kick a nigga in his balls and he be ready to beat your ass. Now, don't think that shit is easy. It's fucking not. That's, you take some practice, okay, to get your feet in the right motion and be able to move your legs and your hips and your feet in a direction of a jacking off motion without kicking him in his balls or his dick. Now, ladies, listen, because a lot of men, they might not say it out loud, would love for a foot job every once in a while. Maybe not be every night, right? You're trying to spice something up, baby, do a little foot job for them, you know, a little foot job, a little footwork, okay? But practice, because you know how they used to have you sit in kindergarten crisscross applesauce, right? You know, I'm gonna take it back for you guys, and that's how they did it for me when I was in kindergarten. That was a long, long time ago, about 24 years ago, right? Maybe 22 years ago. I think I'm correct on that one. If I'm not, it's whatever. Don't judge me, y'all. My math is all fucked up. However, crisscross applesauce, right? You had to crisscross your feet, you know? However, it's almost like doing that just if you didn't put your legs together. You're still having your legs spread out into like a triangle, or yeah, like a little triangle kind of shape, right? To get your feet in the position to not only be facing each other, like your both of your bottoms of your feet are facing each other, to where you can slide a dick in between it and do a motion up and down. Now, it sounds very easy, I'm not gonna lie. It sounds very easy. When you hear it, it sounds like, oh, shit, I could do that. That sounds pretty fucking easy. Nope. Because, baby, let me tell you, my dumbass, the first time I've ever done that to a man, long time ago, Now, I was, like I said, I was a little thought bitch running around here when I was in high school, y'all. A little thought bitch, you know. And I tried different things. And I thought, you know, hey, a little foot job wouldn't hurt nobody. You know, I ain't going to go to, you know, I ain't going to be called no hoe for doing no foot job. Now, I wasn't called a hoe at all. But I wasn't going to be called no hoe for no foot job, right? I accidentally kicked a nigga in his balls. So, that shit not easy. But men like to look at feet when your toes are done. Like, okay, ladies, we go get pedicures, we get white toes, and you know, my girls out here, especially here in Houston, baby, all know the white toes is where it's at, baby. You gotta get your white toes. I don't care what else you wearing, boo-boo. Either nude or white on them toes. Because the niggas here in Houston, they really like that shit. They catch that shit real quick. Your toes is done, you got some pretty ass feet. I like that shit, right? Bet. Because they want a motherfucker look at them. Now, who knows? They want to lick on them, whatever. But if you do plan on doing a foot job for your man, I just do suggest you try to practice the motion of, like, having it together before you accidentally hurt him. Because you got to be fully relaxed yourself, especially if you're not that flexible. You got to be fully relaxed yourself. So make sure that if you are going to do that, if you are going to be like, okay, I want to try this with you, I want to try to give you a foot job or whatever, just make sure you're fully relaxed. And also, just make sure if it is starting to hurt, you don't push out. Like, you don't push your legs out because his dick is right there. Do not do it. I made that horrible mistake. And I still feel bad for him because I really think I really hurt him. I really do. But now I want to definitely talk about the profiting off of foot jobs, right? You can profit off of any foot fetish or foot jobs or whatever, right? And my personal experiences with trying to profit off of feet pics and all these other things was pretty okay, right? Pretty okay for me. However, there's some girls out there that have OnlyFans, and I always talk about how, shout out to OnlyFans, you know, whatever, have pages just for their feet. Literally just for their feet. You don't know what she looks like. Like, you don't know what the girl look like. And you're watching her to show pictures of her feet. She got different nail polishes on or white toes, whatever. She, you know, just walking around, doing nothing, doing spins and shit. You know, sounds like some easy ass fucking shit, right? Like, I could do that. I can walk around my motherfucking house with a camera on the ground and just keep walking. Just keep walking around, do a couple little spins, maybe do a jump, you know, shit, throw some shit out there, right? I don't have to even put a dick in there. I just got to have my feet. That sounds like a pretty great motherfucking job to me. And these girls are making hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars off of just these foot pics or foot videos or whatever. Because men will pay a lot of money to look at your feet. Just to look at your feet. Not to touch you, not to see you, not to know what you even look like. Because they don't give a shit. Those kind of men don't give a flying fuck what you look like. At all. They just want to know what your feet look like. They don't give a shit about who you are, what your name is, anything like that. They just want to know what your feet look like. And it's a shame that people look down on this kind of stuff when, at the end of the day, not doing nothing wrong, not doing nothing sexual. Nobody's selling pussy. No, which selling pussy is illegal. But however, selling pictures are not illegal. Selling pictures of my feet is not illegal at all. So, like, why is it so frowned upon? Why can't I sell pictures of my feet to men that want to see pictures of feet? Why is that so much harder for the women that are trying to do that, but it's so much easier for women to do porn than it is for women just to show their feet pics, and they're more scrutinized than people who do porn? Like, oh, you out here doing that nasty stuff on OnlyFans. Oh, she has an OnlyFans, so she must be a hoe. She must be fucking everybody. But really, she just showing her foot pics. See, it just doesn't make sense, you know? It just doesn't make sense. And however, there's more websites than just OnlyFans that you can make money off of showing foot pics. There's a lot of different websites. Like, you can just type in foot fetishes, and all these websites will just pop up, even on Google. Like, it's literally insane. Like, you can just find all these different websites, right? You can create a profile. Doesn't even have to be your real name. And you can start posting pics. And guys will go on there and buy pics. You can choose your price, whatever. And they'll just keep buying your pics, buying your pics, buying your videos of just your feet. Now, I do have another experience with foot fetishes. And like I said, it's not really my thing. Foot fetishes, I mean, I like girls who have cute feet, right? You can't have no ugly ass feet with me, because one, I don't mind your feet touching me. I'm not one of those weird people who don't like feet to touch them. I don't mind it. It doesn't bother me, right? But if I was messing with a chick and she has some ugly ass, crusty ass feet, no, girl, get it together, you know? Because I keep my feet together. Like I said, I may be a little insecure about my foot size, but at the end of the day, I keep my toes together. Like, I keep my feet together, I'll get pedicures, everything else, right? I keep my feet together. But if you not taking care of your stuff, you can't put your feet up on me. You can't, I don't want to see that. Now, have I ever licked toes? No. I don't see myself going that far, personally. I don't see myself letting people rub their feet all over my body or nothing like that. However, I have had an experience where this guy that I was talking to, and it actually was an ex, actually, we actually dated for a good little minute. I'm not gonna say their name because, you know, F them. You know, all my exes, I just pretend like they all dead. But, you know, this specific ex, He had a real strong fetish for feet, right? And it was fine. You know, like I said, it's the most common fetish. A lot of people have this fetish for foot pics or foot or just anything with feet. He used to love rubbing on my feet, you know, everything else. And this is back when I was like 19, you know, and we were dating. It was a fresh new relationship. And I really didn't care about him, like, telling me, like, hey, I have a foot fetish. Like, I like feet. You know, he will always take me, go get my toes done, everything else. It was real nice, you know? I like to be pampered, you know? Hey, whatever. Again, I was young, dumb, and stupid back when I was 19. Me being pampered, I loved it, you know? And afterwards, almost every single time he got me a pedicure, like a fresh pedicure, very fresh, you know, couldn't wait to get me back to the house, immediately back to the house, boom. Honey, he wanted every single time, and I do mean every single time, he wanted to make me, you know, go ahead, get on the bed. I could be fully clothed, that didn't matter. Take off my fucking feet, my fucking shoes, take off my socks, whatever the hell I had on, right? Bear down them feet, put my toes together, and just literally hold them there for him to look at. Like, him to look at and be up close and personal with them, right? And sometimes, not every single time, he will, you know, get his dick out, start, you know, jacking his dick off, whatever. And again, like I said, these are fresh sets. Like, he just paid for them. So I'm like, all right, cool. And we were dating at the time. This was not no random trick. Like, this was my actual man. So I'm like, okay, you know, at least he's doing it with me. You know, and at least he's spending his money on me. And I didn't think nothing of it, but, you know, he would like to come on my feet, on my fresh set that I just got, fresh set, almost every single time, would just want to come on my feet, on my fresh set. And I'm like, damn, I just got a fresh fucking set. Like, and you sitting here trying to ruin it? Like, now I gotta go fucking rinse my fucking feet off. Cause I literally just got a nice little massage. I just got my feet rubbed on. Got nice, fresh white toes. Cause always fresh white. Never nothing less. Never nothing new. Baby, don't play no games. And he would try to fuck up my fucking feet. Like, boy, can I help you with something other than trying to fuck up my fresh set? Asshole. Fucking asshole, bruh. But that right there is not saying what I believe, but I think that most men do these kind of things, right? They want to jack off and, like, come on your feet. They want to watch you rub. They come all over your feet, whatever, whatever. You know, they want to be up close and personal with it. They want they your feet in their mouth, everything. And like I said earlier, I like me a nasty nigga that's willing to put my toes in his feet, you know, in his mouth. Like, I want my toes in your mouth, you know. Not every day. But maybe every once in a while, trying to spice things up, you know, something exciting, you know. Give me something new. Give me something, you know, up the, you know, other than your dick down my throat. Let's, you know, let's put these toes down your throat. How about that? Like, let's do that. Can we try that? You know, you've been putting your dick down my throat for the longest. How about put these toes down your throat? How do you feel about that? That's what I want to know. That's what I want to know. I'm all for you bottom feeder ass niggas. I'm all for y'all, right? I talk about y'all all the time because y'all are my favorite kind of niggas. But you foot fetish ass motherfuckers, I want to know, is it possible for me to put my feet down your throat? Your dick go down my throat all the time. What about my feet going down your throat? How does that sound? That's what I need to know. But I want to know something as well. And I thought about it, you know. Ben said I was going to go legit. I've been off of OnlyFans for the longest, right? I haven't been on OnlyFans in a long time. But that little foot fetish, that little foot OnlyFans sound real nice about now. You know, that little extra money, I ain't got to show my face. Y'all, like that. That extra money, you know, and I'm real obsessed with money. Like, I love money. That little extra money sound real good right now, you know. Now, I probably ain't gonna do it. I'm too lazy. I ain't gonna lie. I'm not consistent enough for that. Like, I will go ghost real fast, and then we be looking at some damn toes from fucking weeks ago. They wouldn't have new fucking shit for the fucking longest. Playing with me, bro. Playing with me. Would not have the goddamn new shit for the fucking longest. But I want y'all to do me a favor. Like, if you are listening to this and you know anyone or someone that like feet, you know, go ahead and send me a DM, y'all. I want to know what turns y'all on about feet. Like, what do y'all want to do to a lady's feet? Or hell, some women like men that have nice feet, you know. I believe that this fetish can go both ways. Because I personally don't think that I care about men's feet. I think that, you know, whatever, men get their pedicures or they don't, cool, whatever, I don't really care. But I think some women really do, because they really like men's feet. So I want to know in my DMs. I want y'all to go and send me a DM on Instagram. Let me know. You know, all my links are down below, y'all. Go ahead and let me know. And tell me how y'all feel about this. How y'all feel about foot fetishes. What y'all think that men are doing or what women are doing. And what if you have a fetish, if you have a foot fetish, what are you doing? Are you making a woman bend over, put her feet up in the air, you know, instead of her ass up being in the air, her feet is in the air. You know, face down, feet up, instead of face down, ass up, feet up, and you nutting all over her feet. Like, are you doing that? Like, what's happening? I really want to know, because for this to be the most common fetish, and also, I looked this up, and I'm going to probably talk about this in my next episode. I looked up the most porn watched in each state, right? In each state. And the most porn watched in New York City is foot videos. Now, again, I know you niggas in New York love foot videos. I know y'all do. But Jesus fuck. So y'all make sure y'all tune in for the next episode. I'm probably gonna do that episode next and talk about every single porn that y'all watch in each state, the most watched in each state, you know. And I'm really ready for us to get it going. Thank you guys so much for tuning into listening to us today. I'm so, so happy that y'all come and listen. Y'all subscribe. Y'all rate me on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, everything. I greatly appreciate that. Make sure y'all tell y'all friends and family to go ahead and subscribe to the podcast and also on YouTube if you're watching via YouTube. I greatly appreciate all you guys. Make sure y'all like and subscribe and turn y'all post notifications so y'all can get every single notification that does come out. I greatly appreciate every single one of you guys. And I hope to see you bottom feeder ass niggas in my DMs later and you nasty ass motherfuckers next episode. All right. Love you guys. Bye.